Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm your host, Cynthia Pooler. And today I have a really special guest. And his name is Wesley Chiro. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yep, that's right.
And Wes is, he recently graduated from college, and he founded a company that caters to college students and their dietary needs. So, Wesley, tell us a little bit about what you do and who you cater to.
Sure. So, the college experience is one that a lot of students will agree is great, and they'll say it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. But there's one aspect that really is lacking, and most students would agree about that, and that's meal plans. In most cases, students don't like the meal plans on campus, and that causes them to order out a lot. And so our goal is to allow students to get that food that they order out as their meal plan instead of the on-campus meal plan. So in that case, they could order from their favorite local restaurants as a part of their meal plan at a large discount from what they would normally buy that food for. And overall, the cost would be less and the quality of the food would be much higher than the on-campus food.
So right now, how many students do you have in your program?
So we're approaching 100 students for next semester. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but the cost of a meal plan, at least at the University of Albany, is between $2,000 and $2,600. We charge between $1,200 and $1,900. And so each student really is a large source of revenue. So we don't really need a lot of students to break even here. And so we're already approaching our break-even point.
Now, the University at Albany has, I believe, maybe 16,000 people. So this is really the tip of the iceberg. How long have you been in business doing this?
So we've been doing this for only about a year, and up to now, it's all been testing. So, for example, we've been holding beta tests over the past 6 months to get students to try this out and give feedback so we can really perfect the system. And at this point, as we're launching in just a couple of weeks from now, we really think we've got to that point where we're ready to go.
So the name of your company is what?
It's Moo Plans.
How'd you come up with Moo?
I know it's a kind of silly name, and it's a mix between two reasons. So first of all, it's an inside joke. And the second reason is because finding a domain name is extremely difficult if you're looking for a .com address. So we had to work within those constraints. But the inside joke was, I'm sure you're familiar with the phrase, "I'm so hungry I could eat a cow." Well, myself and my co-founder had been using that phrase for a very long time, and it just kept getting condensed down to the point where it got down to, if you're hungry, you moo. And that's it.
Now, you have a partner in your endeavor, correct?
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about your partner.
So her name's Amy Le. She's a student from Vietnam. And the reason that she started this really came because of her freshman year. Now, don't get me wrong. UAlbany is the best university, in my opinion, for the money and for the education. It just can't be beat. But she... coming from Vietnam, she didn't really like a lot of the food that was in the dining halls. There weren't many options that fit her cultural palate, so to speak. And so she had a certain number of meals throughout the semester, but by the end of the semester, she had only used a few of those, and she had over 100 meals left. The problem is, at the end of the semester, you lose all meals you don't use. So at 100 meals left, and I think the cost right now is about $11.50 per meal, she was losing over $1,000 at the end of the semester.
So how did you guys hook up and create this?
Well, the reason this came about is actually has nothing to do with the University of Albany, or at least very little to do with it. I went to the College of Nanoscale Science and Engineering, and when they separated from the University of Albany to become SUNY Polytechnic Institute, there was a brief period of time where that switch seemed a little bit tough on the university. So certain student services, which they now had the responsibility of offering, became a source of confusion for students. And with that, a bunch of the freshmen, the new freshmen to SUNY Polytechnic Institute, were told that they had about 80 meals for the semester in total for their meal plan, which was less than a meal per day. Now, the College of Nanoscale and Science and Engineering managed to fix this problem after a few weeks. But in that time, we were brainstorming ways that we could solve it immediately. And we started reaching out to local restaurants to see if they could help to cater meals to these students. And then it just came naturally from there. We had to decide, is this something that's viable? Can we move along with this sort of business model? And clearly the answer was yes.
From your identification of specific restaurants in Albany, what was the next step?
I'm sorry, could you rephrase that?
After your initial contact with restaurants in Albany, what was the next step in your enterprise?
Yeah, so the next step was finding out whether this was economically viable, and also if this was something that students wanted. If you talk to any entrepreneur, they're going to tell you the first thing you need to do before you start a company, before you do anything, is you have to interview people. So we ended up interviewing over 300 students at UAlbany, and this is going to be a little weird, but the statistics we got were of the percentage of students who had lived on campus and had moved off campus, 87% of them did so partially because of the meal plans, at least in part. So that's a huge portion of students. I think 30% of the campus lives off campus. So it's a really big number of students that are leaving the campus because they're just not happy with the lifestyle on campus.
So when you started offering this to fellow students, their reaction, their initial reaction?
So before we even started giving beta tests, we started speaking around the campus, and we attended club events to both cater the events and give some information about MOOC plans and where it's coming from. And the reaction was overall extremely positive from students. Everybody we talked to said, this is a great idea, I'm interested in trying it. And that's because we all come from the same place. I mean, we all experience the same dining hall food. And don't get me wrong, it's there to serve a purpose and to keep people alive and feed them. But when students heard that they could be getting all this restaurant food for the less than the cost of the dining hall plan, that was almost a game changer for them.
Now, does the university, you know, I've realized within the past few months that gluten intolerance, does the university cater to people who are sensitive to gluten? It's becoming more and more of a problem.
Yes, so not only gluten too, but other dietary needs, the university covers a lot. The problem is, even with their basic meal plan, menu options tend to repeat. Of course, students are there for a period of 3-4 months at a time, and there's bound to be repeat dishes. But when it comes to dietary needs and dietary need coverage, those dishes repeat even more noticeably than the regular options. So they can become very tedious for students after a while. What we aimed to do was to get local restaurants that also cater to these dietary needs and work out custom menus that can change over time. So at least it won't get boring for students, and we can make sure we have coverage in the same fields that a whole campus of 20,000 or 16,000 people would be happy with.
Now, I envision, since UAlbany is so big, you know, there's a big dining hall and food is available to people on trays, et cetera. So how do you get the food to the people who are your customers? Do you have your own dining hall? Do trucks come? How does that work?
Yeah, good question. Pretty much what we do is we deliver the food from the restaurant. In some cases, the restaurants deliver too. But to really make it convenient, because it's definitely a challenge to offset having a guaranteed location on campus, what we allow students to do is to schedule their meals. So, for example, if I'm a student and I have class between 12:30 and 1, and then I have a 30-minute break, I can make sure that every Tuesday when I have that class, after the class, there'll be food waiting for me by delivery or in the dining hall, ready to go. That way, there's really no lag time and no waiting around. In some cases, it might even be faster than waiting in line to get food at the dining halls or the campus center.
So you yourself and your partner have the responsibility of bringing the food to the students. Isn't that kind of like challenging? That sounds like a great big task.
It's absolutely challenging, but when you think of the good that it can do, it definitely is worth trying to fix or trying to tackle this challenge. Because when you think about it, it's not only students that are, I don't want to say unhappy, but have some discontent with the meal plans on campus. It's also the restaurants in the local neighborhoods, because what they really want to do is be one of the caterers for students. I mean, think about it. You have over 16,000 students living in one place, and yet most of that food doesn't come from local businesses. It comes from billion-dollar catering companies. And so we really want to make sure that the community can benefit from this as well. So if we have to go through the challenge of trying to figure out how we're going to conveniently get the food to campus, it's definitely worth the effort there.
Now, you said you have 100 customers like that right now. With 16,000 plus students, this is going to grow. How are you planning on delivering meals once it gets to the point where it's 1,000, 2,000, maybe 3,000 or more students per day?
So that's a great question as well. Pretty much the larger that we grow and the more customers we get, we grow, I guess, somewhat in terms of economies of scale, meaning that we can hire more drivers and we can get bigger cars that can fit more food at a time. So we can both deliver more food at a time and have a greater, frequency at which vehicles can be coming to the campus. So as of now, our deliveries average about 25 to 30 minutes apart. But as long as we keep growing the number of students and having more vehicles, we can get that frequency of deliveries to campus even lower. So ideally, the more students we have on board, the better and faster the service works.
Now, when you approach the different restaurants in the area and you told the restaurants that you want to increase their clientele, what was their immediate reaction?
We've spoken to a lot of restaurants, and the percentage of restaurants that are usually at first completely reactive and really like the idea is close to 90%. I mean, restaurants love the fact that there's going to be a little bit of competition to the university meal plans. In the only few cases where restaurants just weren't even interested, and they're just like, you know, we're not interested. We don't want to talk to a salesperson. But besides that, it's really gone extremely well. And at this point, we've gotten a few bigger name restaurants on board, such as Bountiful Bread, DC's Pizza, or Tomo Asian Bistro. But above all, we're also working with some larger corporations. Like we're discussing right now with Chipotle and Blaze Pizza.
So basically, the local bit, not the chain of franchises. What local restaurants do you do business with? Because that would be a great plug there. I'm sure maybe a lot of students, like in their off time, do they frequent these restaurants?
So in terms of the local businesses that we're working with, we try to focus ones that already have a sizable student base or a lot of students who already like that place. So I'll just give you kind of the list. DC's Pizza is the pizza place we have on board right now. We have Jewel of India and Stax Espresso, which is an artisanal coffee place. And all of these owners, and also, Oasis Mediterranean Cafe, all of the owners of these places I've spoken to personally and have shown me their both devotion to this idea and the excitement that they share about it.
So when you came up with this plan, did you know of any other college that is doing something similar to this?
In a sense, all colleges do something similar. For example, the University of Albany offers something called, I believe it's Podium. And what that is you can charge your card with money. And I'm not sure if I'm completely correct here, but I think when you use that card around town, you get anything you buy tax-free. Don't take my word for that. But nonetheless, the point is that colleges all try to incorporate the community in some regard, but in most cases, that incorporation goes overlooked. Students don't use it nearly as much, mainly because it doesn't necessarily give you delivery to the campus, and it's not always as convenient as we'd like it to be. So definitely there's a need for a complete change in the way that works. Now, that doesn't mean that MOOPLANS has to always work in competition with these universities. Our intention is to work with the University of Albany to improve the meal plans overall, maybe work with their caterer so that we can provide perhaps a better off-campus experience while students will also have on-campus options when they feel they want to. But especially with bigger campuses like UAlbany, I've personally been told by their management staff that they don't want to, their caterer, because there's not many that can cater for so many students.
Right, right. So do you think that what you're doing here in Albany will be used as a blueprint for other large universities throughout the country?
I believe so. At least there's definitely a need in other large universities. A little while ago, we released a video. I think it was 40 seconds or less. It was a really short teaser video about what was coming up with MOOPLANS. And somebody had shared this video in the Stony Brook Facebook page. We had heard from a friend who went to Stony Brook that that even happened. And that one share of the video got over 300 people liking and viewing it. And that was without any effort. We hadn't even intended to market to Stony Brook, but there was such a need there. Students were so discontent with their meal plans at Stony Brook that they were excited to see that some things were changing in other universities.
Mm-hmm. So your partner, she comes from Vietnam. What was unpalatable meals that were served, and now that you guys started this new thing, has it helped her a lot?
So for her, yes, absolutely. The places we have on board currently that cater to more of an Asian cuisine are ones that she really likes, and she had an extremely large part in picking which ones we spoke to first. The thing with the on-campus meal plans that was unpalatable for her was, I guess, there is an emphasis on a lot of really popular food items in the United States. Clearly, though, it makes sense. But in many cases, the things that are always available on campus are burgers, pizza, and then perhaps salad. There's always a salad bar. And so those things are for international students. They taste a little greasy. I've had international students say that the buns actually taste extremely sweet, which is completely uncommon in other countries. So it's a complete cultural shift for them.
Well, that's amazing. And I think what you're doing is terrific. So when this is your second year, your third semester of doing this, correct?
Yes.
Now, how big do you envision MOOPLANS will be?
I mean, if you ask any startup founder, they're going to say there is no limit. Every university in the world is going to need MOOPLANS. But the truth is, I'm sure when Mooplans, if Mooplans operates successfully for one semester, there are going to be so many people both trying to do this in their own university, other fellow entrepreneurs, and more than likely there will be big companies trying to stop this from happening, because we also compete inadvertently with bigger companies like Grubhub or Eat Street. And so it'd be really interesting to see what happens in the future, but I imagine that there will be pushback from the growth of Mooplans from both these big companies and from other new competitors that see what we're doing and like it.
Now, have you received any pushback?
I don't take this at my word, but
okay.
It seemed as though when we came through the Blackstone incubator at the University of Albany. At least we received their advisement, and it was extremely beneficial. Having those people who have experience on staff to answer questions anytime has accelerated the growth we've had over the past few months tremendously. But the university does endorse a lot of those companies coming out of it via their social media. They talk about it, and they give very special opportunities on campus for marketing. In general, they do endorse a lot of these companies, but really there has been not much for Mooplans. I think it makes sense because we are in some way competing with their meal plans, but that was never the intention. We had to kind of grow on our own and kind of take it upon ourselves to try to grow at the university without any other support.
I met you in the Times Union the other day. How do you advertise? Is it mostly social media? How do you advertise what you do? You have an audience of 16,000 people, plus, you know, the other colleges like St. Rose. What's the most the best way for you guys to advertise what you do?
So social media has been a huge part of our advertising, but that's by far not the biggest. The biggest source of advertising we have is word of mouth. For example, we release a video on social media. At least the teaser video we released reached 20,000 people eyes. Now, that most of those probably aren't even going to the University of Albany, but those University of Albany students that saw the video went and they told their friends about it. They said, hey, have you heard of this new meal plan? At least it becomes a conversational topic for them. And in that way, we are building our brand awareness to some extent.
Now, when the semester will be starting in a few weeks, and if there's somebody who hears this who might not be aware of what you have to offer, how can they reach you with you?
So we're not only looking for people interested in meal plans, but we're looking for students, entrepreneurial students, who want to expand meal plans to their own university. If a student is interested in getting a meal plan, they can either go to www.mooplans.com, or they can call us at 855-255-2328. But if a student is interested in expanding meal plans to their university, just send me an email. My email address is Wesley, W-E-S-L-E-Y, at mooplans.com.
Wesley, this has been wonderful. I wish you the best of luck. What you're doing is very important. And, you know, it'll be helpful for the student community, not only at UAlbany, but the other universities, plus the small businesses in the city of Albany. So thank you. You've been listening to Wesley Shiro of Mooplan. And if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. And if you have a comment or criticism about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany and share your thoughts. Wesley, the best of luck to you. Thank you.
Thank you.